Good morning. And dear Wekri, and dear our great Rav, the African 10 is grateful for the opportunity to come before the Wekri and inspire the friends in the joy of connecting together as one man with one heart for the lesson. Let us prepare ourselves by asking the Creator to purify our hearts and open our hearts to enable us enter the lesson and receive what our great love has prepared for us in the most sublime way. Let us therefore aim our intention to draw the reforming light and thus bring contentment to the Creator.
L'chaim, כותב בעל הסולם.
L'chaim, בעל הסולם writes, to be my sgula from among all peoples, this means that you will be my sgula, and sparks of purification and cleansing of the body will pass through you onto all the peoples and all the nations of the world. For the nations of the world are not yet ready for this. And at any rate, I need one nation to start with now.
שתעשה סגולה מכל העמים.
Active workshop question 1. How do we adhere to the covenant between us? How do we adhere to the covenant between us?
How can we be in adhesion? Adhesion between us first. Everything depends on how much we're able to go towards this one goal, and that this goal, it will be crowned upon us all. And this is what allows us to keep this breed, this covenant.
The one who glues us ultimately is the upper force, the Creator, and do it on the condition that we make a covenant between us in this lesson now that we're going to hold on to each other.
This covenant between us is something that we absorb at each moment. Because we absorb, but we keep this contract between us, and the ego always wants to tear us from this covenant. So we need to rise and renew it. And when we renew it, it's stronger. Because it's stronger than the signing of it before.
Yeah, because this covenant that we make between us is a covenant of brothers who are connected to each other at the innermost goal of their life. Everyone comes from his world, from his place, but everyone has the same goal, revealing the Creator between us and bringing him contentment. And we're always in this direction. Every moment, we look for how to awaken it between us.
Now, how will we be in adhesion in this covenant between us? No, but the God's help, that we will bring the Creator to be in all with all of our actions, and how we can receive importance of the goal and also receive strength from one another. And let's say that the Creator then can be the connecting force between us.
Covenant. It seems like you have to promise something. If you look at what power you have to promise, you don't have any confidence. Maybe the covenant is just to just always be among the friends.
Always come to be between the friends, the man from the Creator, the man from help, that he will be our guarantor.
And
we'll come to this point where we, like Owen said, we don't have strength, we don't have any ability to realize anything, just the man from the Creator, that he'll hold us.
Maybe, like the question, to adhere to the covenant, every time we feel it disappears, and we have to make it again, so our way of life and commitments and everything that we've built, that should lead us to renew the covenant. And that's also what our routine is for and the holidays.
We're renewing and strengthening this connection between us and this effort to reveal Him, and reveal the love between us.
Yes,
and the more we ask the Creator to hold the covenant between us, that's what will happen. It's just that on our part there has to always be a prayer in adhesion with Him, and the Creator will keep it.
Yeah, and He gathered us here in the lesson. We need to continue this prayer to Him, for Him to keep us, to adhere us, to turn us into one heart that's aimed at Him.
Rabash writes,
We say to the Creator, yours is the day, and yours is also the night. Thus the night too, the darkness of night, comes from the Creator, to man's favor. Two.
And this is...
As it's written, day utters speech, and night to night expresses knowledge. It follows that you must awaken the heart of the friends until the flame rises by itself. As our sages said about it, when you mount the candles, by that you will be rewarded with awakening the love of the Creator upon us.
Active workshop question 2. What must we do to awaken the heart of the friends so that the flame rises by itself? Again, what must we do to awaken the heart of the friends so that the flame rises by itself?
Here we are here at the center, connected next to each other, singing together, drinking together, all of us together. And what do you need more to awaken each other, this connection between us, this unique bond is what awakens us, what gives us the power day after day to keep going on this path. Right, Rami?
Yeah, we can light this great bonfire. You just need a small match, but all the renewals need to be together. That's what just came up to me in my head. If we're connected enough, and like this one match, then we have this new degree.
And coming closer between those pieces of logs, it's by the power of prayer, when we each try to somewhat pray for the friends, that they will merit being closer to the upper light, being like him in love.
Yeah, we need to be focused on what's happening in the lesson. To be together with the friends who are asking. Listen to these passages, really. Try to be as one ear and one heart towards everything that's happening here.
Right, so that bit by bit, the focus of interest, the center of the desires will somehow work from inside out to want what the friends want, to be where they are, to be as least as possible in myself.
I'll add in this gratitude about the opportunity that we have to gather together and to engage in this, and this thing that's above this life.
There's no doubt that the fact we come and sit around the table, and around us there are other tens, that's really fulfilling the heart with spirit. It gives a very precise direction. And I feel like we have a real opportunity that we need to take advantage of in a very precise way to keep doing it.
Yeah, when I heard Ishaev telling about the afternoon lesson, in order to keep himself more awake, he would just write each friend's question, or a friend of a woman or a man, and he had these five questions. It's like this fuel, and you add to this fire, and each one it becomes more aflame. That's how we include ourselves into the hearts of our friends and let the Creator come between us.
It's a great idea to write the questions of the friends. Personally, what awakens me is the world kli, the friends all over the world. The African ten always awakens me.
Silent workshop. What must we do to awaken the love of the Creator upon us? Again, what must we do to awaken the love of the Creator upon us.
Beloved Creator, thank you for this environment. Please purify our hearts and connect us. Correct us and give us the gift of bestowal. As your children, we have resistance and we need your help for connection and correction. Increase our desires for bestowal and love, and awaken in us importance for connection, so we can bring you contentment. And surely, your goodness and love will follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in your house forever.
Amen.
Amen.